Marcin Cedic, thank you so much for joining us on Upfront.
Good afternoon. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Right now, there are thousands of asylum seekers living in camps at the border between Poland and Belarus. Poland has said that they will not allow them to come into the country, and border guards have been accused of forcing migrants who make it through back to the Belarusian side of the border. You deny pushing back migrants. So what are you doing?
We are protecting the border of the European Union, of course. Those migrants who are invited by the Lukashenko regime to come to Belarus, they do have an option, of course, to cross the border if they do that through the crossing points with the legal documents. If without visa or without any permission to get to the European Union, it shouldn't be they shouldn't be allowed to cross illegally this border. So those who really want to go to the EU, what they need to do is to get the document, that get the visa, or if they're asylum seekers, to apply in a special procedure to get that. So there are legal ways to get to the EU.
These people are coming to the border. They are asylum seekers, and they are literally being turned back. They're being denied access to pay, even to the proper paperwork for asylum seeking, according to reports on the ground. How is this not a contravention of international law?
Well, maybe first we need to understand the nature of this operation at the Polish-Belarusian border. Those migrants were invited by the Lukashenko regime, by the leader of the Belarusian state de facto, invited those people, promising them that they will be smuggled to the European Union and using them as an instrument in his political operation against the EU. EU sanctioned Mr. Lukashenko, does not acknowledge him as the leader of the country. So this is a kind of revenge where the people are fully instrumentalized and used as somehow pawns or bullets in his hybrid operation. So we should not accept the fact that Lukashenko is blackmailing us with that kind of situation. But we want to help, of course, those who are already in this dire situation. That's why we tried to send several humanitarian convoys. We tried to get engaged international organizations in order to help them.
You say that you're trying to help people. Right now, at least 15 people have died. Many people say that they've come to the border and been turned away. For example, a 35-year-old man from the Democratic Republic of Congo traveled with his wife and three children, all of whom were under 7 years old. And he said that his family was pushed back twice by Polish border guards. The second time, he pleaded for asylum, and they wouldn't listen. He said they told him, there's no asylum, there's nothing, go back where you came from. It's hard to hear those type of stories. How do you respond?
I do respond in such a manner that accepting those thousands or hundreds of people, unfortunately, we could encourage others to be in this difficult situation because it is a way of doing money for Lukashenko as well. Encouraging, inviting people, then encouraging them to cross illegally the border without securing or protecting the border, there would be even more thousands or tens of thousands of possible migrants. But we cannot accept all the people who just want to cross the border with an excuse as asylum seekers. Because in the vast majority, unfortunately, those people are not asylum seekers, just regular migrants who, want to go to other countries.
On what basis do you say that they're not really asylum seekers?
Because the vast majority of those who already crossed successfully the border refuse to fill any documents claiming that they want to get to Germany and to get the asylum in other countries, Germany or the Netherlands, not in Poland. Poland, for them, is just a transit country. According to the international law, the first safe country should be the place where they apply for asylum. And in this case, basically it should be Belarus, because Belarus, for them, is the country where they decide to go.
You mentioned international law, which is interesting, because the 1951 Convention on Status of Refugees says that the contracting states, those who are signatories to this, shall not expel a refugee lawfully in their territory, save on grounds of national security or public order. The expulsion of such a refugee shall be only in pursuance of a decision reached in accordance with due process of law. What's happening at the border is not due process of law. These people are being pushed away without due process. They're not being taken through an asylum process. They're often being denied even access to paperwork to engage in the process. So even if you're correct that these people ultimately don't want asylum in Poland, who are we to know without going through the process? This is clearly against international law. How do you reconcile your position with Poland's commitment to honoring international law, ostensibly?
First, this convention was signed in 1951. I think this phenomenon of weaponization of migration is relatively new, and this is the case which was not foreseen in this convention, the first thing. The second argument is that, of course, the pushbacks are not allowed when you are pushing back someone to the territory she or he is fleeing from. I mean, in this case, those people are, by their decision, going to Belarus. Nobody forced them to get on board to go to Belarus. For them, as I can imagine, Belarus is not a dangerous country. Of course, Belarusian regime is very dangerous for the Belarusian opposition or the political activists, but not for those people. It's up to them whether they want to decide to go to this country or not.
The European Court of Human Rights in July of this year said that Poland acted illegally when it pushed three Syrian nationals back to Belarus in 2017. The risk of being returned to their home countries from Belarus is high, found the court, and therefore Poland should have taken that into account before refusing entry to these people. So the question here is whether or not the Polish government has the right to return people if they have a chance of being returned to a home country. There are people at the border who are making a decision to turn people away and say no asylum, despite the fact that these people are crying for asylum. There are people literally holding up signs saying, I want asylum in Poland. How can we turn them away?
They can always go to the Polish embassy or to the any other embassy and apply for this asylum. The fact that they let themselves to be treated in such a way by Lukashenko does not really help to solve this situation. We have our bilateral
Some would argue that that's blaming the victim. You're literally saying that asylum seekers and refugees and persecuted minorities are allowing themselves to be treated that way by the Belarusian government. Let's say you're right, though. Let's say that they're making the wrong decision, that they should be at the Iraqi or the Syrian embassy in Belarus. Let's say you're right. They're not, though. They're going across the border, and international law says that you have a duty, to take them in and to put them through an asylum-seeking process. Again, it's not clear to me how you're reconciling your commitment to following the law with your practices on the ground.
We are, as I've already told you, that what we are facing right now is a hybrid operation of Belarusian regime, where the people are instrumentalized and used as a weapon against the sovereign country, against the sovereign border of the European Union, as a political answer to the decision of the European Union. So what we need to do first is to protect those people from taking the decision to go from Iraq to Belarus. But those who are already in Belarus, they should be treated in a proper manner. If they want to apply for an asylum, there are also embassies at the territory of Belarus. They don't have to go to the border or even to the crossing point. They can apply to get the special document.
Since joining the EU in 2004, migration from Poland to other countries has been very high. Now, very sadly, that's been coupled with an increase in anti-Polish immigrant sentiment. For example, in the UK, laminated cards were left outside of primary schools with the words, "No more Polish vermin." But the leader of your ruling party, Jarosław Kaczyński, said a few years ago during a campaign rally that migrants from the Middle East were bringing cholera, that they were bringing dysentery to Europe, that they were risking the spread of various parasites. That's a quote. Don't you find it a little ironic that you seem to be repeating the very same hostile language that's been weaponized against your own people?
Well, those who emigrated from Poland once we joined the EU, they've done it legally. I mean, there is a freedom of movement around the EU. Poles also emigrated to the U.S. and they need to get the visa.
Let's assume, just for clarity's sake, let's assume they're all illegal. So, are you saying that it's okay if they're illegal to use dehumanizing language to call them vermin, saying that they have cholera and dysentery?
I wouldn't use that kind of language, but it's, you've asked me about the Poles living abroad. I'm just answering that those people, they've met it legally, and we also accept.
My question was about the language. My question was about the language being used against them, and the fact that the very same just dehumanizing language used against Polish people are being used here. And you're saying you wouldn't use that language, but Jarosław Kaczyński did. Do you disagree? Do you condemn Jarosław Kaczyński for using that language?
My answer would be that we accepted a lot of migrants from all over the country in the recent years. 2 million of Ukrainian citizens, hundreds of thousands of Belarusian citizens, also from the other countries, Middle East countries, Central Asia, Africa. You can come to Warsaw and see how many foreigners working and living in Poland, so we are very much open to the
guests,
but only through the legal instrument.
I understand. My question was about the dehumanizing language against them, but you haven't answered that, and I'll have to end it there unless you're willing to answer.
We should not dehumanize, and I wouldn't say that the quote you used. In reality, I mean, Prime Minister Kaczyński wanted to dehumanize. He wanted to draw attention to a special risk with regards to that. It was already a couple of years ago, as I said. Since that, there are many migrants from all over the world who came to Poland legally, and we are happy to cooperate with them at the Polish land.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for joining me on Upfront.